Hi, this is Rena. It's currently raining, but that's a good time to talk about water. Most water comes through the water cycle. It evaporates, it rains, it falls, it gets caught in lakes and basins and streams, and sometimes goes underground to be pumped back up, and it evaporates and goes back into the atmosphere and starts over again. But when you are camping, you can't really wait for all of that to actually occur to fill up your cup in the morning, so you have to actually go and find water. Water sometimes is easy to find. Lakes, streams, other such things. But sometimes it isn't as easy. Either it hasn't rained for a while, or you're not near a lake, or something other than that. In those circumstances, sometimes when you go camping or are in a survival situation, you do need to actually bring your own water. Bringing water is a good thing, but when you are doing a long-term camping or a survival situation, you can't really bring the 2 to 3 gallons a day that you really should have on hand. At that point, you have to find and then sanitize or clean the water you do find. If you are lucky enough to come across a situation where there is rain, you can put out buckets or basins or whatever to catch that rain. Then filter it, either through a commercially available filter system, or you can add chlorine or iodine to the water to make sure that there isn't anything living in it. If you don't have any of that, sacrifice a t-shirt. Hopefully it's clean. Fold the t-shirt into a small packet and strain the water that you collect through that t-shirt. That'll at least get the particulates out from the rainwater. If you are in a situation where you have standing water, go through the same types of things, except you may want to heat and boil the water before you add iodine or chlorine or put it through a filter system. If you are in a situation where it is a survival situation, either you drink the water or you die, drink the water. It may have icky stuff in it, but at least you'll be alive enough to deal with the consequences of that. If you are iodine sensitive, you may want to consider finding an alternative, but in the long run, just a little extra iodine usually will not hurt. In fact, if you are a low sodium type of a person, you don't like extra salt on things, it may actually be good for you. If you do come across a well or a pit of water, again, boil, filter, possibly put in that iodine and chlorine. If you are looking at a desert situation where there is no available standing water, try to go for something that is fleshy. Pear cactus or something that's a vine. If it's a big cactus, it looks like a saguaro or something like that, try to avoid that because they are actually protected. But if that's what you have to do, that's what you have to do. Again, squeeze the pulpy plant, boil it if you can, filter it if you can. You can also dig a pit and see if it fills up with water. There are certain ways of doing a water still, a moisture still. I have not done one of these personally, but there are many resources on how to do it. You will need a piece of plastic, not like a garbage bag, though that would work. Something a little bit thicker and a little bit bigger. You will need a catch basin a pot or can or something like that, a weight of some sort, usually just a found rock to hold the plastic down, and a pit to put the plastic over and the catch pan in. Make it easier, use some sort of a tube to be able to suck the water out without having to open it up and disturb what was created. Putting fleshy plants and materials into that pit will also help this by extracting the moisture from those pieces of plant and distilling it into the catch basin. Water is something that we all need to survive. But if you don't know where to look for it in a survival situation, you won't know how to survive. Now, most of the survival tips out there are usually for you're out in the wilderness, you're out in the woods, you don't have anybody around, civilization is not there to help. But what do you do if you do not have any water and you're within an urban area? Many times there are parks, they have water fountains, bubblers, whatever you want to call them. Water fountains are not mandated, but if you see one and you have a water bottle with you, fill it up. If you are in a restaurant and they offer free water, fill up your water bottle. Or go into the bathroom and use that. It is always polite to actually buy something if you are going to be using a bathroom, and some places will not let non-patrons use their bathrooms. Things to avoid as far as urban water for drinking include puddles, usually lots of contaminants including oil and gas. Public fountains, not drinking fountains, but public fountains, are usually bad things to try to get potable water from. Many times they have either detergents or other things in to color or to flavor it so that animals will not do anything with that water. And usually it's not a good idea to pop out your propane stove and just start boiling fountain water right there. So try to avoid that whenever possible. Other water, which is good to avoid in an urban situation, pool water. Do not drink pool water. Not only does it normally have more chlorine in it than your body can usually handle, if it is an active pool, that water will have contaminants from the people who have been in it. If you are in an urban situation and you do need water, don't be afraid to ask. Many times if you have people around you and you need water, nowadays people bring water with them wherever they go. If you are in an urban or suburban area that has lakes or rivers or streams, be aware that storm runoff will be in that water. Storm runoff varies from area to area to area, and because of that, it can have anything in it, from dog poop to fertilizer from lawns to dead raccoons. Now, even though dead raccoons will flavor the water, interestingly, I doubt if you actually want to have that in water you are trying to drink. Well, it looks like the rain has started to calm down a bit, so this mainly informative podcast, I think, is over. I hope that this has been informative, and I hope that you come back to survivalgene.com. Have a great day. I'm Rena, and remember, life is unwieldy. Pack it in.